Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm so happy you are here today. We are going to talk about a very real topic. We're going to talk about the hidden cost of burnout for child care directors. You know, the relentless pressures of leadership have staggering toll on directors, with burnout reaching alarming levels. This crisis has far-reaching consequences for individuals, organizations, and the broader society. Directors are pivotal figures in guiding and overseeing their childcare businesses. We must be empowered with effective strategies to combat burnout and fulfill their critical roles. See, burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion. It has become prevalent among many childcare directors, and studies have shown that a significant proportion of directors experience intense stress, long working hours, lack of support from colleagues and stakeholders. And this chronic stress can lead to a decline in their well-being, job satisfaction, and overall performance. Burnout's impact extends far beyond individual childcare directors. It jeopardizes the stability and effectiveness of the whole organization. Directors who are struggling with burnout may have reduced cognitive function, difficulty making sound decisions, and honestly, a limited capacity to engage effectively with stakeholders. This can lead to a decreased productivity, a decline in innovation, and diminished trust in the organization's leadership. In addition, burnout among childcare directors has societal implications. Boards are responsible for overseeing the ethical and responsible conduct of businesses. And when directors are overwhelmed and exhausted, their ability to fulfill these duties can be compromised, potentially exposing your childcare business to public risk and harm. So we have to really talk about, what does it look like? Well, this immense responsibility can lead to burnout, as I said, emotional and physical exhaustion. Physical and emotional consequences of the burnout could be sleep disturbances such as insomnia, restless sleep, persistent headaches, stomach issues, emotional exhaustion and irritability, depression, or feeling detached from your work and interactions. We know that prolonged burnout can also impair job performance, leading to impaired decision-making and problem-solving abilities, which is critical for those of us who have lives in our hands. One mistake can cost somebody their life. Decreased creativity and innovation, difficulty concentrating or staying organized, which also leads to increased absenteeism or decreased productivity. So we have to address these things. Caring for our child care directors is essential. It's important that we maintain a healthy and supportive work environment. So here are some proactive steps you can take for yourself and the rest of your leadership team. First of all, you have to recognize the signs. Be aware of the symptoms and potential causes of burnout, and encourage open communication and support among team members. You want to foster a supportive culture. Create a work environment where directors feel valued, appreciated, and empowered. Provide opportunities for professional development and mentorship. You know, and there are many directors. There are sometimes, there's a center director, a center owner, an assistant director, an education coordinator, really just depending on how big your organization is. You may be an assistant director listening to today's episode. You may be the owner. No matter where you are in that track, all of these things apply. We all should be supporting each other, the folks below us and the folks above us, in terms of career lattice. You have to encourage self-care and promote healthy habits such as regular exercise, mindfulness practice, and proper nutrition. Encourage directors to take a break and prioritize their own well-being. And again, this includes you. Offer access to counseling, employee assistant programs, or other resources that support mental and emotional health. One of the things I did at my center about 2 weeks ago is we have these bulletin boards, and we have some for staff and some for children, some for families. And I created this large board with about 25 tips on self-care and several different articles on sleep, on the benefits of drinking water, cognitive skills that you can do to keep your mind healthy and alert. For those of us who are moving up in age, that's so important. And then we had a teacher shout out board where we can write great messages to each other to keep each other inspired. And it's creating that culture around you that really helps deter some of this burnout. And let's reevaluate the expectations. Let's regularly assess the workload and make adjustments as needed to ensure that they are reasonably balanced. You might need to consider delegation or sharing responsibilities where it's feasible. I know that for me, I do such a large bulk of the tasks at my three locations. And I really had come to terms with it was time to sit down and reassess who was responsible for what. Because as people had left, or as people retired and or changed positions within the company, they weren't always replaced. Some of that for budget reasons, some of that for talent reasons. And a lot of those things ended up on my plate. And I didn't really realize until I had this health crisis of how much really was on my plate and how much I really was responsible for and how much off kilter it really was. So it was really, really important. And, you know, we think about like setting realistic goals. And one of the most important factors of preventing burnout is to avoid setting these unrealistic expectations, which is what I had done to myself. I had to recognize that I can't do everything perfectly and that there are setbacks along the way. So breaking down larger projects into smaller, more manageable tasks were things that I found helpful. Focusing on completing one step at a time and celebrating my progress along the way. By setting achievable goals, it really did help me with reducing stress levels and maintaining a little bit of a sense of accomplishment. And I found it really important as I went through this journey was prioritizing my own well-being and staying resilient. And that really made me focus on activities that really brought me joy. And guess what? Podcasting is one of them. So when I record my podcast, I want you to know that I find great joy talking with all of you and sharing my journey. And all of us have our own journey, but I really enjoy podcasting. I enjoy relaxing and spending time with loved ones, especially my older children. You know, people think young kids are cool. Oh my God, wait till you have older kids. They are so cool too. I would even say sometimes I enjoy this time now with my children who are 25 and 21, doing things together and engaging in hobbies. One of the things that I really love is going to aquariums. And me and my children are now planning on a trip to go to Georgia to see the Georgia Aquarium, the largest aquarium in the U.S. So we're very excited about doing that. But, you know, doing those types of things really do help you from burnout, and they help you establish those healthy boundaries to protect your personal time and to prevent work from consuming your life. So remember that taking care of yourself, it's not selfish, but it's essential for you and your own well-being and for those that you lead. Being resilient as a child care director requires a multifaceted approach that includes seeking support, practicing gratitude, setting realistic goals, and prioritizing your self-care. By incorporating these strategies into your daily routine, you can strengthen your resilience, reduce your stress, and continue to lead your team with passion and dedication. Remember that you're not alone on this journey, and with the right support and self-care practices, you can thrive as a child care director and make a lasting impact on the families that you serve and the children that you serve. So thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I hope that you found a few of those tips helpful that can help you carry on through the day. Recognize burnout. before it becomes excessive. Look for those cues. They're there. How are you feeling physically, mentally, emotionally? And if you don't feel balanced, check in with yourself. Check in with others. Get help if you need to. If you need to seek professional help, go ahead and do that. If you need to take time off, one of the best ways to recover from burnout is to take some time off, and that can mean a vacation, spending time with people you love, or simply taking some time to recharge and relax. Once you've had some time to rest and relax and recharge, it's really important that you reevaluate your priorities and what's important in your life. What are your goals? And once you know what's important to you, you can start to make the changes in your life that will help you avoid burnout in the future. So thank you again for tuning in to the Child Care Director's Chair. This has been your host, Erica Sicoccio, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.